That's great too. That's hard.
It has the banjo.
It had the banjo. Yeah, it did. Maybe she didn't play it on that one either. Well, we're gonna play one more and take a break. And we've got Kenny's got some great T-shirts. They're just made for the Silicon Valley picker, I think. You gotta check them out. Our good friend Ann Jefferson is selling, and John's got all his CDs here. I've got all my books and DVDs. Kenny's got a great 2-DVD instructional set for AccuTab. You gotta check that out. And there's a mailing list as well. And you know, we'll be back for a second set, and we guarantee that the songs will be different. They might not sound different to you, but they will be. And you know how you can tell, of course? The titles.
That's right.
Tell them about this one.
Okay, this one here was, I was all through high school there, I worked on this farm, and I never had a girlfriend because I was working all the time, so I always wrote all my instrumentals after either pickup trucks and tractors. So this one I wrote about a pickup truck my dad used to own. It was one called a Studebaker. And growing up in Indiana, I used to see these all the time because they were made right there. And matter of fact, I saw just as many of those. I've seen Chevys and Fords and stuff. So until I moved away, I just thought that, you know, I didn't see any more of the Studebakers anymore. But me and my dad went up to the Studebaker Museum, and we toured and everything. And that night I went home and wrote an instrumental called it Studebaker.